and the Doctor's Orders Day Spa. They are the latest sponsors for our Brewfest, and they're going to be sponsoring the barbecue cook-off. And I wanted to let everybody know about that. October 14th, you don't have to buy tickets to Brewfest. If you just love barbecue, come join us. It's $10 a plate, and then you get to go around and sample all kinds of different styles and types of barbecue. Trust me, you think sampling is not enough. You're like, I need a full meal. You were so full by the time. Last time I went to a cook-off, I couldn't even finish all the samples. I was like, oh. So anyway, for those barbecue lovers, October 14th, downtown Coffeyville, you want to make sure to come down. If you also love cornhole, you can come be a part of the cornhole tournament. Again, don't have to be part of the Brewfest. You just pay for your team to get involved. So just having lots of stuff fun downtown. I'm excited about fall weather. I don't want it to be hot. I don't want it to be cold that day, so we'll see. But of course, last couple days, countdown for fair and rodeo. So that'll be Monday when everything kicks off. You can purchase tickets online, clear up until the day of the events. You can stop by the chamber. We have some part-time in that's can help with tickets. But right now, the fun passes went up to $50. But that's still a great deal. So $50 gets you into every single night's events and activities. And then otherwise, you can do individual tickets, and they're $15 a night. So we still have not heard from the carnival company, so we don't know prices on that. We're getting calls on that, too. Probably won't know until next week.
But there usually is some sort of wristband deal.
Usually
they
have
doing
a wristband. Yeah, it's just it's a new company, so yep. We're still trying to figure out what all they're going to do. So, but yeah, fair and rodeo week, and hopefully we're getting all the rain out this week because it's pushed back a week, so it's throwing Mother Nature off.
It is.
So, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Okay, I want to give a congratulations to paramedic Jim Wilson with CRMC. He was selected as this year's Paramedic of the Year from the Kansas EMS Association. So congrats, kudos for that. And then some other great kudos for CCC. I'm sure you guys probably did a story on it. But Intelligent.com gives the top ranking of best community colleges in Kansas to the Coffeyville Community College. So go Ravens. I love this. This is awesome. Okay, a few business announcements. Wanted to give a shout out to one of our members, Eck Heating and Air. They have been very busy the last few weeks with all the heat spells we've been going through, but they really have great service and just working hard to keep everybody cool and safe in these extreme temperatures. So thank you. Kudos to them. Now, not everybody knows this, but Phelps Hog Heaven, speaking of barbecue, what we talked about a while ago, but they are more than just barbecue. So if you've never been there on Thursday, that's their chicken fried day.
Yeah, it's a big day.
Oh, I don't know if I've had better chicken. It's so good. So if you're a chicken lover and you love fried chicken fried steak, all kinds of stuff, Thursdays is the day to go at Phelps Hog Heaven. So that'll be tomorrow. And then on Friday, I have a deal for you. J&D Meat Market now are going to do hot tortillas. So every Friday, you can come in and get a package warmed up, ready to go, freshly made, you know, the good kind, the homemade ones. So that's at J&D Meat Market, just on South Walnut. So the Kansas League of Municipalities published a great article about the Phase 3 at the Sherwin-Williams Park. I think they have a link on their Facebook page, and we had a link in our newsletter, but I love it when just our local stuff gets out there and all over the state. And they just kind of gave a shout out to all the great work that happened for that new park. If you haven't visited, this is a good week to do it because it's not too hot. So stop by. I probably won't really go into detail on this because I know you guys did a big story on it, but our Big 12 is Big 14 now.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yep.
I mean, they still got to fix some details out, but wow, I can't believe that. Colorado and Arizona.
I know.
So, yeah. We're growing. The job of the week is Derailed Commodity. They are looking for a warehouse associate. So check out the details on that on our online chamber board. So, okay, a few events coming up. August 11th is the Senior Citizens Dance at the Senior Activity Center down here. Of course, next week is the Fair and Rodeo. And on the 17th is the Kiwanis Buckout Challenge. So that is always great and fun to see. August 25th and 26th, there is a music festival and revival church service at Sandy Ridge. And August 26th kicks off the outdoor movie nights. And so the first one will be right down here on the 26th, and it'll be National Treasure. Of course, next week starts classes for all the kiddos. So I always remind everybody, take a little extra time getting to work because there's going to be a lot more traffic. Walkers, be watching for them, and just give a shout out to those teachers as they get all ready and prepared. We do have a few things getting ready to come up in September. I just wanted to touch on real quick. September 9th is the 4th annual End of Summer Bash in Cherryville. It's a big concert that they do every year, and they have 11 different bands this year. So should be a lot of fun. Details are on their Facebook page. But again, that's the End of Summer Bash in September 9th. On the 16th, we have the Carter Automotive Bike and Car Show, and that's at Walter Johnson Park. You can follow the automotive page for all the details on that. That same night is the Ducks Unlimited Banquet. It's a great night and a great cause. I'll know by next week. I think we might be selling some tickets at the Chamber, or we're going to be able to get connections on that, but I'll find out some more details. And then one last thing, Dalton Days is coming up, of course, here in probably about 6 weeks or so.
Yeah.
They are trying to remind everybody to get their vendor applications in as soon as possible. So trying to wrap up all the details to get planning for that. So if you want to have a table or be a vendor, make sure you contact Dalton Days. And then they're supposed to be, I think, next week or sometime soon, dropping off the Lost Loot buttons. So that's where you purchase a button, go out and find all the clues, and then if you have a button and you get the clue, you get to win some money. So those will be going on sale soon, and of course, lots of details on Dalton Days. They're going to come on the radio here in a couple weeks, I think, and just share some updates, and that'll be kind of exciting. So that is all that I have.
Well, good deal. Lots of stuff happening in Coffeyville, and it's always great to just drive along 11th and see all the construction going on between the Pete's and the Wendy's. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's they were pouring a ton of concrete over there at Pete's the other morning. So,
yeah,
this seems like one of the bigger Pete's that I have seen.
Well,
you
because
know?
Normally they're not necessarily a truck stop.
Yeah.
And so this one is, you know, the full-fledged store plus a truck stop too. And yeah, we're going to be doing a grand opening and everything in September. But if things go well, they might even be kind of soft opening by the end of the month. We'll see. But they're working hard on it.
Yeah, so. I saw they got the air conditioner up there. And so they'll probably be able to now start working on that interior stuff too.
Yeah.
So, you know, good to be able to do that during the heat of summer as it is.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
And they got the part of that cover pretty much started on. So they've got the bottom part. So.
And the Wendy's will, you know, it's that basic groundwork that takes the longest. And once it gets everything in place and all the infrastructure and utilities, it'll go up quick.
Sure. It's almost one of those things where they just airdrop it. And I bet, you know, I'm guessing just kind of from the footprint, it's just going to be a little bit bigger than the scooters. You know, it's going to be,
right.
You know, but it's that same concept, you know, a drive-thru.
Just a drive-thru only makes it easier. And a lot of places are going to that model of just doing drive-thru only because they don't have the workforce to be able to handle both. I also saw that a Chick-fil-A, they're going to try something different with them because they're kind of like the gold standard of customer service and great, you know, but they're getting where there's so many customers they can't keep up now.
Oh, yeah.
So in, I think it's Seattle, they're going to do a double-decker. So basically it's a two-story, it's drive-through only, but they're going to have 8 lines and the upstairs is going to have a kitchen too and it's going to shoot down in towards your car.
Well, you know, we think about bank tellers, and you know how they have, like, even smaller banks have, like, 4 lanes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So why don't we do that with the drive-through?
Yeah.
And
it's gonna double the kitchens.
Yeah.
And so now that they can do 2 kitchens, and hey, we'll have you going through, like, no tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Well, like, Taco Bell built that giant one in, like, Minnesota or something.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Alrighty. Well, some exciting stuff on the way here. Very much looking forward to, you know, the students being back in town and everything.
Yeah,
it's really
going
to bring
that
energy to town.
It does. Oh, and they're, is that this Friday? Yeah,
move
this
in.
Friday.
Yep.
Yes. And they're going to have a big bash for the students and vendors and food and I think they're going to have several food trucks.
Yeah, is Taste of Coffeyville?
Yeah.
Yep. I've got it on here.
Yeah.
So 5 to 7 on Friday. Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, that's so great.
Okay.
I love having the students in town. So.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right. Well, Candy, appreciate you coming by.
All right. No problem.
And we do have more open line coming up here in just a few on the Mighty 690 KGGF.